It was 36 years ago this week that the leaders of Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and the District of Columbia signed the first agreement to clean up the Chesapeake Bay. That came more than 14 years after the Chesapeake Bay Foundation launched its cleanup campaign. WYPR's Karen Hostler reports that progress has been mixed.
Gerald Weingrad, a former state senator from Annapolis, says the underwater grass beds near the pier behind his home on Oyster Harbor are shrinking every year. Weingrad, who was in office when the first Bay Agreement was signed, says he's worried about the added effects of global climate change on the bay, but warns that what may be worse is a failure to curb animal waste from farmland.
There are some good signs of water quality improvement, but we still have 58% of the bay's waters that don't meet basic Clean Water Act standards. In other words, they're polluted, and so polluted that they don't meet the minimum standards of the Clean Water Act.
In fact, there has been progress in bay cleanup efforts, but it hasn't come in a straight line. According to a 2019 Chesapeake Bay Foundation report, the grass beds that help clean the water have increased, as have blue crab populations. And Maryland and Virginia have launched large-scale efforts to restore oysters, a keystone species, to the bay. But the massive rainfall of 2018, at least partially caused by climate change, sent large quantities of pollutants roaring down the Susquehanna River into the bay. Will Baker, the Bay Foundation's executive director, dismisses President Trump's attempts to diminish the threat of climate change as a bid to undermine support for federal regulation.
People say, isn't it depressing, all the bad news? And I say, well, at least for me, it's not depressing. It's just something you have to deal with.
Plus, he says, there's kind of an emotional kick.
I love working on this issue because it's big enough to be important, but small enough to think you can get something done in your lifetime.
Virginia Claggett, a longtime legislator from Anne Arundel County, says it's not just about water, but land use as well. When she was a member of the Anne Arundel County Council in 1981, she sponsored legislation to limit development in rural parts of the county to one house per 20 acres. Her goal was to preserve farmland, but the bill drew stiff opposition from farmers.
I had farmers on their tractors circling the Arundel Center against my bill, against me.
Even some Bay advocates opposed the legislation.
And it was the beginning of thinking environmentally about land use. And I think I was the first one to say, you can't save the Bay and the waters if you don't save the land around it.
That concept was formally adopted in 1984 when Governor Harry Hughes won approval of the Critical Areas Program, under which state and local governments oversee shoreline development in the Bay watershed. Perhaps the most important date for the Bay cleanup came in the signing of that first agreement in December 1983. Among the key witnesses for progress, or lack of it since then, is John Page Williams, who for 46 years ran an outdoor education program for the Bay Foundation. He spent much of his time on the Severn River.
We saw it decline. In the 70s and 80s, it hit rock bottom in the mid-80s, and it started back, and it's like a miracle.
Williams acknowledged that the challenge of developing countermeasures may only be greater as climate change makes itself felt.
From what I understand, the farm community has accomplished about half of what the Bay needs them to do. That's the great news. The bad news is we need the other half.
And that sounds like the hard part. I'm Karen Hostler for 88.1 WYPR.